7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Poputan! And now where are you going? The cat's leaving. What are we doing? Yeah. Okay. The current time is 1931 UTC. And that is, of course, the traditional starting time of the Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah, welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm not in the best of shape today. Because I made some bad choices last night. Well, I made one bad decision. One single bad decision made myself very sick. That's okay. It's got to happen every once in a while. Because you got to clean the toilet. Now, that may have sounded like a non sequitur, but that is the activity that made me sick. I'm not sure what got into me. I don't even remember what time I was doing this. But at some point in time last night, I thought it would be a good idea to clean the toilet. Only because for the last couple of days, I've been sort of cleaning the bathroom down here. The bathroom right over there. The bathroom connected to the laundry room. Sometimes referred to as the cat bathroom, because the cat box is also in there. Anyway, for the last couple days, I've been working on cleaning up that bathroom and the laundry room. They're kind of connected. And as the committee is well aware, I cannot just, you know, clean the bathroom. That's way too much activity for me. And so I have to spread it out over a long time. And so, you know, a couple days ago, I was sweeping the floor. And then, like, the day before yesterday, I was washing the floor. Just doing little things that only take about 5 minutes to do or less, right? And so last night, I was in there. I don't remember what I was doing. And I thought, yeah, might as well just take this opportunity to clean the toilet because it's nice and cold outside. It was about negative 10 degrees, and I thought, yeah, this would be a good time. A good time to clean the toilet. You know, not, this would be a good time, like, oh, this will be fun, you know. So I closed the door to the laundry room, and I opened up the back door, because, you know, this is like the mud room, too, right? This is where you can enter. And I've got a door that leads right out onto my patio. So I closed the door. I closed the door to this room so I could open the door and get it nice and cold in there. Because, like I said, it was negative 10 degrees. I probably had the bathroom down to 50 degrees. And I thought, okay, this is probably pretty good. And so I cleaned the toilet. Really exciting. And then after I cleaned the toilet, I stood up and I was sort of cleaning up after cleaning the toilet. And things started going bad. Things went pretty bad pretty fast, and then I was just sort of blah. So here I am today, kind of blah. Oh, and the one good thing that happened to me last night was at 11:42. At 11:42, I was sitting here, right where I'm sitting now, and I had just finished watching something. I was watching videos of stuff, and maybe I'm not as in good shape as I thought I was in. Anyway, I was sitting here, and I was just sort of about to get up, because I needed to go in the other room to get a specialized cable that I only have one of, and I need to use them and use that single cable both in this room and the other room, so I gotta shuttle this damn yeah, regardless. So I'm about to get up to get the cable out of the office when I hear somebody talking into my chimney, and the sound is coming out my fireplace. And guess who it was? It was Mr. Owl again. He said, "Broo, broo, broo." And I was like, whoa. Because it was really loud. Or at least it seemed really loud. You know, it's late at night. Everything's quiet. My neighborhood's nice and quiet. Everything's quiet. And then I just hear, "Broo, broo, broo," coming out of the fireplace. And I didn't have a fire going. And I thought, oh, that's awesome. So I sat there for a few more seconds waiting for him to talk some more, but he didn't say anything. So I went over to the fireplace and I said, "Broot, broot, broo," into the fireplace. And I waited for him to respond, and he wasn't talking and he didn't say anything. And I thought, oh, maybe he flew off. And I sat there in front of the fireplace for about another minute, no action. So I said, okay, I got to get that cable. So I went into the other room, went into my office, and I got the cable. And as I was sort of grabbing it, I heard more hoot, hoot, hooing. And it was like outside the window. And I thought, wow, oh, he's still around. He's out here. And when you hear stuff, oh. You know, when you hear stuff in that room, it sounds like it's coming from the deck. So I was trying to look out there, but, you know, it's dark, can't see anything. That owl might have been standing on the deck rail. And then when I was sitting there, I thought I heard another owl. I heard more hoot, hoot, hooing, but it sounded like a different voice. It sounded a slightly higher pitch, and I thought, are there two owls on the roof right here? What is going on, you know? And so I was hanging around trying to listen to them for some more, and then I didn't hear them for anyway. So there were the owls came back to my house, the barred owls. So that was like that was the one good thing that went down. All right, what else was I gonna tell you? I don't remember. Oh, I don't remember. The owl, the blah blah. I might have to set up a song here. I don't know. Let's go to some music for now, and then we'll. How Pippa has come back. Hi, baby Fluffy. What are you doing? You want to talk into the microphone? Say hi to all the Anon Radio people. That's a no. The cat doesn't feel like talking.
Thank you.
Okay, that was cool. Some Kulcha. Mosiah Rockers in dub. I love Kulcha. They're one of my favorite roots reggae bands ever, and I love all the dub that they did. Okay, so yeah, here we are. I'm just sitting around doing nothing. And why do I not have anything? Yeah, okay. Right, so, you know, last night when I was doing all this stuff and making myself sick and blah, 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 listening to owls, I was also kind of playing with some synth stuff, and I was working on this beat, and as usual, it started off, I was supposed to be doing a thing. I had this idea. I thought, okay, I got to make a simple beat and a little bit of a backing track that I can play to. And I was like, yeah, okay, that won't take more than a minute. And so I don't feel good. So I plugged some stuff in, plugged my headphones in, and I started, you know, hacking up this cool beat. And I started off with this cool little thing. And I thought, yeah, this is exactly what I need. And so then I needed to expand on that, and then next thing I knew, I had like four tracks of really complex drum beat, which is not what I wanted. I was trying to do a simple thing and blah blah blah, and I thought, okay, well, I can use this for something, but I gotta clear up a track. And so I thought I could just sort of, well, for lack of a better term, sort of cut and paste some tracks on top of each other. So I took the kick drum track and I put it on top of the first track, and it didn't work. I ended up erasing the first track, the one good thing, the one thing that I needed to keep. And so now I have this weird drum beat that I have no use for. And I think you need to hear it. Because it started off great, it got weird, and then I ruined it. But in ruining it, I also sort of made it a little bit better. And again, still not the thing that I need. It, regardless, here you go. That's just one of the tracks. We got three whole tracks to drop in here. And of course, the crazy thing about this is absolutely nothing like what I wanted. This is nothing like the thing that I thought I needed to put together. What was I even trying to do? Well, originally I thought, okay, I put together some kind of weird backing track so I can play the old Fruitcake tin, because I've been meaning to get that out, because I've been lax lately. Because I've been messing with all my synth stuff so much recently, I haven't been playing any of my other instruments. And I thought, well, I better put something together so I can practice some stuff. And I tuned up the Fruitcake tin, and I started making a drum beat, and then it became this. And now it's utterly and completely out of control. Yeah, I might actually get back to working on this since I don't have anything to do today. Because there's nothing to do today because everything's closed and nobody can do anything. Yes, I'm aware that today is some really big important holiday for Christians. And because of that, everything has to shut down. And I guess that's fine. I get a break, don't I? Yeah. So I get to work on making weird drum beats all day. And of course, on these types of days, I usually spend my time just watching marathon amounts of like anime. And so that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna watch a lot of anime, maybe work on some music. And I gotta think of something to eat for lunch today. Got those sweet potatoes still, but I got egg rolls. I'm kind of hungry for egg rolls. I don't know why I've got egg rolls on the brain. But the whole thing is I gotta gear up and get ready for tomorrow. What is tomorrow? Well, tomorrow is the beginning of my favorite time of year. Every year, Boxing Day. Boxing Day kicks off the big, huge, massive freak out in the English Premier League where they catch up on all the games. Everybody who has missed a game for whatever reason, all the games get caught up. We have we've got 12 days in which to play like four match weeks. Yeah, I've got multiple games every freaking day. It's gonna be football mania starting tomorrow if I can just get through this X-mass. Don't feel like doing anything. Yeah, so that's what I'm doing. Pretty thrilling. I'm excited about it.
Tashika, Miss Olivia to same in a club. Research shite miru ka. Ano, sumimasen. Moshikashite, Miss Olivia wa 英語を話すことが不自由。これがジャパニーズカーペット。Beef
stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, Chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef, beef jerky, beef with broccoli, beef burritos, beef fajitas, beef tacos.
Yeah, okay. You know, I'm not entirely sure if popcorn beef is a thing, or beef popcorn, however you want to look at it, but yeah, it happens sometimes. And speaking of other things that happen sometimes, I'm debating on whether or not we need to get into, you know, the candy report. Because last night, because I wasn't feeling super great, I didn't have any candy. And so, yeah. But, on the other hand, two nights ago, I did end up having some candy. Do you want to hear about it? Okay, what the hell? Here we go. Oh, that's right. It's time for the candy report on the special Jesus Day edition of Dubious Goals Committee. What kind of candy did I have two nights ago? Well, two nights ago, let's grab the wrappers. Yeah, this is what I thought. It was just a mango freakout. And it basically started off with a Kasugai mango gummy. And while I had that going, because that's not the most intense flavor, I had to, you know, just boost it a little bit. You know what I mean? And so I added a haichu, a mango haichu. And that did it for me. That was that perfect level of mango flavor that I've been seeking. Unfortunately, the gummies last longer than the haichus, and so I had to do another haichu. So I had another mango haichu for the second half of the gummy, and it was great. It was just for like 10 minutes straight, I just managed to maintain this perfect level of mango flavor. I was happy about it. It was great. And that's the candy report.
Uncle Grandfather, I want perfect hair forever.
Oh, yes.
The other students laugh at me. They call me... Uncle Grandfather. Ow.
You dumb looking. Oh, God. She has brought a wrong tray of hamburgers.
But what about that path?
Stay true to the past and beware the, well, you know, the guy.
Who?
Brenda.
Beware of who?
Put those on the top shelf until the fire is hot.
Okay. Let's wrap this up. I gotta get out of here. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC, even on Xmas, right here on Anon Radio. Anon Radio. And I gotta go. I'm going back to bed. Ugh.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.